Census, Biden drives up foreign-born population across swing states. By John Binder on December 20, 2021. President Joe Biden's immigration policies have significantly increased the foreign-born populations across a number of swing states, United States Census Bureau data reveals. The data, analyzed by Stephen Camerata and Karen Ziegler at the Center for Immigration Studies, shows that the foreign-born population has now hit a record 46.2 million as of November 2021, the largest share of immigrants, at 14.2%, in American history. In the last year, alone, swing states saw their foreign-born populations grow by hundreds of thousands. In Florida, for example, about 615,000 immigrants were added to the state's population since November 2020. Likewise, Arizona's foreign-born population grew by 173,000 immigrants, Wisconsin's by 156,000 immigrants, and Virginia's by 135,000 immigrants. The totals are an important factor in electoral politics as the margins of victories in many swing states are sometimes less than 10,000 votes. Hispanic immigrants accounted for 924,000 or 61% of the growth since last November, Camerata and Ziegler note. This is an indication that illegal immigration accounts for a large share of the recent increase in immigrants. The federal government and outside researchers have estimated that nearly three-quarters of illegal immigrants in Census Bureau data are Hispanic. The data comes as Biden has boosted the foreign-born voting population. From October 1, 2020 to September 30, about 855,000 legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens, the highest annual number of legal immigrants getting naturalized in more than a decade. Put another way, more than 2,300 legal immigrants were naturalized every day over the last fiscal year. The last time naturalization rates were this high was in fiscal year 2008, when more than a million legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens. The Pew Research Center has noted, as well as a number of establishment media outlets, that these trends are aiding Democrats in their electoral prospects. A significant increase in naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election could deliver big gains for Democrats as margins in a number of swing states have been small over the last two presidential elections. In Pennsylvania, for example, Biden won the state by less than 81,000 votes. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2041. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.